Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You would think that if someone wanted to get you and your family a present, you would be in a fantastic mood and you would say you're welcome. Not the case with Roy, recovered from the flu.
Yeah, so I was holed up over the weekend, basically until about Saturday, crumpled in my own filth. And it was filth because it was constant sweating nonstop. So I was basically just wrapped up in a blanket, super wet and cold, and then I'd be hot. And it was, by and large, pretty awful. But that paled in comparison to the news I got from my wife, who is expecting, by the way, for those that don't know, we're about to have our second kid, a baby girl, coming in about a month.
All right.
And for that, I am very excited. My wife works at a school. And as a part of that, the teachers wanted to get together as different groups, you know, as different grades, and get her like something nice for the baby, which I am all for, because please take care of the clothes, take care of the diapers, all that stuff. You're doing me a huge favor. I appreciate it, because that lasts for a long time until you start having to dip into your own resources, and then you find that kids are very expensive. But she tells me that a male coworker of hers has been texting her and asking her if it would be appropriate to buy a certain type of item for my daughter.
Ooh, I want that booty.
He texted her something to the effect of, I understand your husband is a fan of the University of North Carolina, but would it be okay if I bought your baby girl something adorned with the logo from the University of Kansas? To which my wife, as an educator, not going to be disparaging to any universities of any kind, is like, sure, we love all education systems.
Yeah.
So by all means, get us something with Kansas on it. And the guy replies back, okay, real excited. But she didn't consult me in this in any capacity. So when I find out that my baby girl, little Penelope, coming in a month.
Penelope?
That's right. Yeah,
we changed
it.
You
changed it.
Changed the names?
Yeah, changed it.
That's the story.
Just switched around.
What are you doing?
We'll get to that another day. If you want it, we can save it for another
day. Why the change up?
My wife got some information about the name she had chosen that upset her.
Information
that upset her, and it caused her to change her mind about the name. And as I agreed, she let me pick the boy,
like a popular name on P-Hub.
Yeah, no, she found out. I guess that was like the name of an emperor who like massacred his own people at some point.
But it's a girl.
Yeah. Well,
women can kill people too, RJ.
But history, you know, shows that names over time have gone from women to men and back to women. Yeah. You know, it happens. Morgan.
Morgan.
Aaron.
Morgan.
So if I send Michelle an article about a murderer named Penelope, we're changing again?
Perhaps.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to find one. Although I guarantee you by 3 o'clock, Penelope is some form of a criminal.
Yeah,
you
know, she loves the fact, though. I mean, Penny is such a great nickname that she's kind of, I think, again, she's more in love with the nickname than she is with the full name.
Well, you know, Penelope Cruz is an actress that did blow in a movie with Johnny Depp.
Yeah. I didn't know that. She was super hot in that movie, too.
Okay.
Too skinny.
I don't know, that's my daughter. Shouldn't say that. So, I now have the incoming situation of knowing that a man is getting my child an item from a university that I not only care nothing for, I mean, really kind of dislike.
You can't. You can't dislike the whole world. I thought this whole segment was going to be about someone trying to get your baby North Carolina Tar Heel.
No, no, no. That's this
man's.
What
do you have against Kansas? Yeah. Who cares? You stole their coach.
It doesn't matter.
I thought it was going to be a Duke. That's what I meant. I thought it was going to be a Duke piece of clothing.
Right. Well, I mean, I can bounce off of this. When we had our first kid, Hunter, when Hunter was born back in, God, I'm so old. When he was born in 06, we had several family members from my wife's side who brought us Longhorn gear. We got onesies. Yeah. We got blankets. We got a lot of stuff like that. And I tell you, this stuff was amazing. And I felt really good about myself when I took it to a consignment store and had them take it.
Yeah.
Bingo. Because he's not going to wear
that's
that.
That's exactly what he – okay, but okay.
It's different. It's A&M and the Longhorns. Yeah. North Carolina, Kansas.
Doesn't matter.
If it was
you
Duke.
You don't get to – No. Here's the point. You don't get to put your fandom as the person buying a gift for someone. You don't get to superimpose your fandom on that person's child.
Roy, at some point, if your family was, Carolina Panther fans, and they got you your kid a Carolina Panthers jersey, that's not imposing their fandom on you.
It is.
No, it's not. My aunt got my kid she lives in Jacksonville. She got him a Blaine Gabbert jersey, which is a completely different argument. But it's not imposing her. He wore it because it's a free piece of clothing.
So if someone got Luke a Gators jersey, you would.
But that's a rival. That's different. Like a rival's. I understand if it was Duke.
Yeah.
Kansas and North Carolina have played each other in basketball a grand total of 11 times.
But
that's not a rivalry.
No, I agree with Roy. If someone had given me like Wolverines gear or maybe something from Ohio State, yeah, I care. I don't want him to wear that.
I want him
to grow up knowing that Texas A&M is his school.
He can. I know, but who cares?
He asked my wife and wanted to impose his own fandom. It wasn't a gift for us, considering what we had in mind. Yeah. It's a gift for him. A self-serving thing, and if I'm being quite honest, it's going to get donated. It's going to get gifted or re-gifted.
Donate.
In the end,
I can see your point.
Again, doesn't really match up to what the purpose of the gift is, which is something that's going to be for us.
Okay.
And I'm also a little upset that my wife didn't correct him because she had the opportunity to be like, no, he might have an issue with that. And I didn't think I would have an issue with it, but as we talked more and more about it, I'm like, this guy texting you at your work and all that,
you're more upset about a guy texting your wife.
Yeah, I had to have a little bit more of a conversation about that.
Don't be insecure.
Nah, I'm kidding. I mean, they're good friends. But even still, he doesn't get to dictate my child's attire.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to my child's sports related attire.
Yeah, Danny Manning. Yeah.
That's for me to
do. Danny Manning.
You know, if he wants to hate, root against me, that's fine.
Yeah.
If that's what ends up happening,
so it's not because it's Kansas. It's any other school.
Any other school.
Shouldn't you be?
If he brought me an SMU thing, it's going in the trash.
Man. Okay.
No offense to SMU fans here.
So I guess you turn your back on UNT.
No. UNT, I would represent.
Okay.
Yeah. Haven't gotten a lot of UNT
and yes. UNC. Okay.
All right. Well, I'm blown away.
I'm actually surprised you would allow another man to make his mark on your child.
Let's look at it this way, RJ. Let's say one of your kids decides to get something from a friend of yours down the street. Let's say he wants to be a baseball player.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Luca, gonna be named a baseball player.
Okay. So let's say he wants to be a baseball player. His buddy down the street gets him Chicago Cubs jersey.
I'm okay with that. They wear Chicago Cubs stuff all the time.
You crazy? You're a Yankees family,
well,
right?
Doesn't matter. Like they could. So my kids refuse to wear anything Tennessee. They hate Tennessee.
Ugly colors.
Because their mom is brainwashed them to hate Tennessee.
Well, let's not bring up that.
So they like A&M and TCU.
Oh, those are some handsome
kids. All right. They refuse to. And I've said I will. I told them both. I will pay for your college. I believe the father and mother's job is to pay for the education of their kids. I will pay 100% of it. You will not have 1 cent of student loans. My only request is that you do take a trip to Knoxville. You have to apply, and you have to apply to it, and you have to go on a visit.
I believe it's my duty to pay for college, and I'll do it if
No.
You apply to the school I want you to go to.
You go see the Doug, you try a little bit of
meth. They can apply to a million schools. They can go to whatever one they want. They just have to apply to Tennessee and go on a visit there. That's it. That's all I ask. Yeah. And they don't want to go, they don't go.
Yeah.
Like, they don't have to go.
I'm actually shocked he's not on your side, Roy. I'm shocked. It seems like a very choppy thing to do. At least it's not Ohio State gear. Because Stephen A. Smith would probably be giving it to you.
Without, a college football insider.
Without knowing anything about a quarterback who could go top 10 in the draft. Stephen A. Smith on running quarterback, Dwayne Haskins.
He can make all the requisite throws on the NFL level. He played for a big-time program at Ohio State. I just find him to be more of a runner than a thrower. I could be wrong about that, but that's what I find.
You are.
And you were the internet letting Stephen A. have it because the numbers for Dwayne Haskins last year at Ohio State, passing 4,800 yards and 50 touchdowns, rushing 108-4, 108 yards rushing for Dwayne Haskins, the running quarterback, Mike Vick. 2.0.
But they just didn't call plays for him to run. Like Dak. That's what it was.
Yeah. Urban doesn't know what he's doing.
This is a bad take. I saw somebody say
It's not even a bad take. It's just an uninformed take. He didn't know.
He doesn't know.
Do you want to be an analyst?
I saw somebody post on Twitter that maybe he was thinking that, because he threw the ball so much because he was passing to Hunter Henry. Which was Stephen A. Smith's problem with the Chargers.
Well, there were people trying to defend him, being like, ESPN, you got him working 80-hour weeks. Here's the problem. When you want to create the character that Stephen A. has and you want to be loud, boisterous, in-your-face guy.
And it is a character,
except he did, I guess, get loud and boisterous with RJ at the Super Bowl behind the scenes when he sunned him. When you make a mistake, the spotlight on you is going to be much brighter. When you want to bark and you want to be loud and you want to sit there and act fake and do your whole character, no passes are going to be given from the public.
No, they're not.
None.
They're not. And, Stephen A. at his core is a tremendous basketball reporter and analyst and opinion guy. And as you go different sports, it gets progressively worse. It's hard to cover everything. It is hard to know who the third starter of the Cincinnati Reds is.
Yeah.
Because
Stephen A. and others on the national scale are praying that, like, baseball, never touches, like, college football popularity because they're not following it. Very few national guys cover regular season baseball.
It's going to get even more pronounced worse when all three of the biggest stars in baseball, four if you count Clayton, are playing in the Pacific time zone, and 86% of the TV sets aren't watching them.
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.